Welcome to the Sports Scouting Report Podcast with Lee Brekeen.
Hi, everyone. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Our topics today will be LSU tight ends. We're going to talk about the LSU tight ends coming back for the 2021 football season. Also, I'm going to talk about C.E. Byrd High School in Shreveport, Louisiana. Man, what a great year they had in 2020, making it to the state championship game, finishing runner-up to Catholic High, but that's being taken away from Catholic. So we'll talk about that when we come back. Also, we're going to talk about our sponsors before we take a break. Without our sponsors, we would not have this show. I want to mention Medin's Collision Center in Baton Rouge, Louisiana. Be sure to take your car or truck to Medin's Collision Center if you need a paint job or any body work or anything for your vehicle there. They've been around since the 1960s. They're family-owned. Chris Medin, Dominica Medin, and their son Jesse Medin is the general manager there on Kincaid Avenue, 225 area code 357-7983 is the number to call. That's 225-357-7983. Also, John Harvey Toyota. When you're shopping for vehicles, you got to go to John Harvey Toyota in Bossier City or Shreveport looking for a used car. Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Be sure to tell them Lee sent you. And also, we have a new sponsor, which I'm proud to say. I've known this gentleman, Devin Holly, for years with Treads and Care, a brand new location off of Hooper Road and Park Place Drive in Central. The phone number to call is 225-331-8144. They're locally owned and operated. They do tires, brakes, oil changes, alignments, air conditioning, repairs, diagnostic, check engine, tire, light repairs, all brands of tires. Been in business since 1971. Be sure to check out Devin Holly with their new location in Central and around Baton Rouge, Louisiana, off of Hooper Road and Park Place Drive. What a great guy, great people, Devin Holly and his staff. Been knowing him for over 25 years. Be sure to support them. They support high school and college athletics in Louisiana. We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're going to talk about LSU tight ends. And then after that, we're going to talk about C.E. Byrd High School, their football team coming up for 2021. They've got a good team coming back. We'll be and a new coach. We'll talk about that as well. Listen, whatever you're driving right now, Tommy Harvey wants it. Bring it in to Harvey Subaru, Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City, or John Harvey Toyota. They're paying big bucks for all trades right now. They'll cut you a check right there. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. You listen to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Brekeen. Hope everybody's having a great Monday. We're talking about LSU in this segment, LSU tight ends. You know, LSU lost Eric Gilbert, probably the most decorated tight end outside of David LaFleur that LSU signed in over 30 years. I thought David LaFleur was pretty good, too. They didn't utilize David that as much as I thought they should have way back from Westlake High School. David ended up being a first-round pick to the Dallas Cowboys, if you remember. His injury was cut short because of a back injury early in his career. David's a great guy. He's doing great today. He's got a son playing at McNeese. He's got another son coming up who's going to be probably a Parade All-American in about 3 years from Sulphur High School. His other son was a good player, too. He's at McNeese as a linebacker right now. But, you know, look, Eric Gilbert, let's not sugarcoat it. It's a big loss. Transferred back to Georgia. If LSU makes Atlanta, Georgia will probably be the other team. And they're going to have to go against him, you know. So, yeah, it's a big loss. So what do we have back at tight end? I think a lot of people are still kind of down and disappointed that he left. I mean, he caught, you know, close to 40 passes and missed. I mean, it was like in maybe basically seven games. As a true freshman, he's probably going to catch 50, 60 balls this year at Georgia. play two more years, and then go to the NFL. So this is what LSU has. They've got a great tight end that they signed in the same class with Eric Gilbert, Cole Taylor. He was out of the state of Colorado. He was the top tight end in Colorado 2 years ago. He's 6'7". He came in at about 240 pounds. Now he's about 250, 255. Runs about a 4.79, 4.840, which is trucking for a guy almost 260. He's got good hands. He's becoming a good blocker now that he's bigger. Look for Cole Taylor to be a great blocker now because he was skinny last year. He couldn't really push guys off the line. He didn't have the power. Now he does. I mean, when you're 250, 255, 6'7", you're gonna have a little more strength this year to be a better blocker. I think he's going to be a great tight end. Even if Eric Gilbert came back, LSU would have had the best two tight ends on a team in the country. Outside of maybe Notre Dame in Clemson and some of these schools, like other schools that are great at tight end, Michigan, Penn State. Here's the second guy that really needs to step his game up, and I think he will. Nick Stortz, the former LSU baseball player. You know, he sat out football for about 3 years. You know, he signed with LSU in baseball in Palmineri. He threw 97 miles an hour coming out of high school in New York. That's right, he's a New Yorker. He played at New York Poly High School. And he was the player of the year in New York. People don't remember that. They remember his baseball pedigree. I mean, that's like we should, that he was a great baseball player. But he had a lot of injuries. He went out for football this past year. And look, if you've ever played football, which I did, and a lot of people that are listening did play football, you can understand this. If you didn't play football, you might not understand. But if you missed 3 years of football, it takes a year or two to get back. Just to get back into football shape, football strength, get back into the rhythm of getting used to being back in the sport. It's a tough sport. And this kid, Nick Stortz, when he was playing football, coming out of high school, I mean, this guy looked like he was going to be a first-round pick, but he threw 97 miles an hour, and he went to LSU for baseball. But now that he's taken a year, and he's got that year back to where he's trained a whole calendar year, and COVID didn't give him a whole year, okay? But now he's had a whole spring, and he's had a whole full 12 months to change his body, get strong again, get fast again for the game. And you got a guy now that's 6'5 and a half, 260 pounds, that runs a 4.740 with good hands. And they didn't really utilize him a lot last year. Again, he wasn't back fully. And he had to play. Remember the Ole Miss game? He had to play, even though he wasn't fully back. Because they had like 30 players available, 35 players, I think, for that game in Tiger Stadium last year. But Nick Stortz, if he steps up like I think he will, you've got a great 1-2 punch with him and Cole Taylor. They both can block. They both can catch the ball. They're not the deep threat that Eric Gilbert is. I mean, not many people are. But they can give you what you need, and that's third and threes, third and fives. They can catch balls and extend the chains. And both of them have pro careers. And it's Nick Stortz's game by Eric Gilbert not coming back. It's now it's his job to be a star instead of being the third guy. But here's the problem at tight end. LSU only has two really good tight ends, true big tight ends on the whole team. They did sign a freshman named Jalen Sheed from Olive Branch, Mississippi, but he's a true freshman. We don't know what he's going to do. When we're going to come back, we're going to talk about the rest of the LSU tight ends. And later in the show, we're going to talk about C.E. Byrd High School, Byrd High School in Shreveport. What they're going to do this year. I think they're going to do really, really good this year. We'll talk about them when we come back in the future segments of today's show. But we've got more of LSU tight ends in our next segment. We'll be right back. Looking for a used car? Harvey Autos has three dealerships, which means three times the used vehicles. They've got everything from fuel-efficient compacts to luxury models, even hybrids, and certified pre-owned with a warranty. Check out John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, or Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Welcome back. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine. We're going to continue with LSU tight ends in this segment as our topic. We're going to get to C.E. Byrd High School after that. Continuing with the tight ends, we talked about Cole Taylor. We talked about Nick Stortz. Those are your main two tight ends. And then there's Jalen Sheed, I think, who's coming in from Olive Branch, Mississippi. Played DN and tight end for Olive Branch. Man, that's a heck of a program. There's been some great players come out of Olive Branch that have played at Mississippi State and Ole Miss. And LSU's had some good ones come from there, too, in the past. There's two Olive Branch high school players on LSU's football team right now. They're trying to get a third. Walter Nolan, who's the top D tackle in the country in 222, the class. He's playing in Tennessee, but he's from Olive Branch High School. Now, Jalen Sheed from Mississippi is 6'4", about 220, 225. Easily would get up to 230, 240, 250 in about another year. But he's not a big guy yet. He's not a big, thick guy, so he's more of a receiving tight end. And he probably would come in. I don't know. He might shock us all. But if he doesn't step up, then Aaron Moffitt will have to be your third tight end, who's coming back from a knee injury in 220, set out the year. Hurt his knee. He's back. Moffitt's a little leaned down now. He's not trying to be the fullback that he was on this roster. Now he's at tight end, 6'2", about 238, 240. And he's got good hands, actually. And then you've got a walk-on by the name of Jack Mashburn. Jack is 6'2", about 225. Now he came in at about 210. He's a former quarterback. And he played receiver his senior year at St. Paul's. He was a quarterback most of that time at St. Paul's High School in Covington. But this kid can play, man. I thought he was a D1 quarterback, and then he bulked up. He walked on at LSU as a tight end. He's got good hands, man. He can run. Now he's got the size. He's actually a very strong 225. He might be as big as 230 when the season starts. And then you've got some other walk-ons named Charlie Dross from St. Louis High School in Lake Charles. 6'4", 240, redshirt freshman. You got a guy by the name of Stephen King, not the producer of Hollywood movies, but Stephen King. He's been on the team for 4 years. He's a redshirt junior, 6'6", 260. Hasn't played much at all. I don't think he's ever got on the field, but he's a big kid. And here's the wild card in the group, Jack Besh. But Jack's not going to be the blocking tight end they need. He's going to be more of a flex guy like Moss. Can block now. He's a heck of a blocker. But he's about 210, 215, 6'2". And he's going to be a guy that if they need him to block, he can. But he's not that 250, 260-pound guy you need on third down and two, third and three. But Jack is going to come in and play more wide receiver, I think, as a flex guy for the first year. Until he might end up getting about 225, 230. He's a heck of an athlete. He's going to be like a Shannon Sharp if he does get the 230. I'll tell you that. I guarantee he's going to be a phenomenal player. We're going to take a break when we come back. We're going to talk about C.E. Byrd High School in Shreveport, their football team for 2021. They have a new coach. We'll talk about that as well. We'll be right back. So, hey, guys, just wanted to take a minute to tell you about Harvey Autos. If you need a new or used car, there's three great dealerships right here worth checking out. John Harvey Toyota, Harvey Subaru, and Lexus of Shreveport, Bossier City. Low prices, honest people. Tell them Lee sent you. Welcome back. We just got through talking about the LSU tight ends on the football team. You're listening to the Sports Scouting Report. I'm your host, Lee Burkine. Again, we want to thank our sponsors, Medine's Collision Center in Baton Rouge, and also Harvey Toyota in Lexus, Shreveport, Bossier City, and Treads and Care on Hooper Road in Central, Devin Holly and his group there. Man, we wouldn't have this. I mean, we're growing it. We feel very thankful to have these sponsors. Our audience is growing every day. It's got me excited. We started with just a handful of listeners about 18, 19 months ago, and now we've got in the thousands listening every show, which is really, really, really cool. And I hope everybody that listens to the show loves the show and loves that we give information. You know, and as we go video in the future, we'll have a little more comedy. It'll be a little more looser, and I'll get a little more help. But right now, I'm really, really happy where we are with this podcast. Want to continue this segment about Byrd High School, Shreveport, C.E. Byrd, as they call it, in Shreveport, Louisiana. They were in the state championship game this past year in Class 5A on the public side against Catholic High. Came up a little short, was the runner-up. They've been runner-up in the state title game twice in the past 10 years. And, you know, they're still looking for a state championship win, their first in many, many years at Byrd. You know, one of the great coaches just retired from Byrd, Mike Suggs. Mike was there for, you know, the head coach for 22 years, was there for 30 years, basically, overall. And they've got a new head coach, Stacy Ballou, who's been on the staff for several years. He's been there over 20 years. Stacy's been at Byrd 20-plus years. And I think he's going to do a good job. I really do. They lost a lot of players. But, you know, in 5A, you're going to lose a lot of players every year. And you're going to have to just replace them with more guys. I mean, Byrd's a school that, you know, they're going to dress close to 100 kids every year. So they're going to have numbers. It's just a matter of being experienced and having older players or younger players. And I think it's going to be a team that might start off with a loss or two in the first five games, six games, because they got a tough schedule. And then that'd be one of these teams that you don't want to play after that. You know, a team that starts to find their leadership and everything else. But the key is they have their quarterback back in Lake Lambert, who I think is phenomenal. I think he's only a junior. He played in the state title game as a sophomore last year. And he's got a lot of ability. He's got one of the most talented arms and makeups in a long time. I mean, since Ornez Battle, and, you know, they've had some good quarterbacks come out of there. David Woodley, the late David Woodley, LSU. Ornez Battle was pretty good. They've had some other good players. But I think he's going to be a great one before he graduates. He's only a junior. And they've got a good running back to build around in Mitchell Ramsey, who's a senior who's going to be phenomenal in special teams. He runs a 4.5 40. He could be a 1AA guy, could end up being a D1 guy when the season's over. Depends on what kind of year he has. John Jordan and Ryan Todd are two safeties that are coming back. They're always good at DB at Byrd. But John Jordan, Ryan Todd, and also Tyler Poland, who's a corner. These are three seniors that are going to lead a young defense. They're all DBs. John Jordan is a, you know, 5'10", runs a 4'6", tough kid. Ryan Todd's also another tough kid. He plays a little outside linebacker for the team. 6'1", 10 tackles behind the line in 2020. Tyler Poland is a very gifted player, can run 4'5". And then you got Carrion LaCour, another corner, a senior. So their defensive backfield is one of the most experienced in Shreveport. It's going to be one of the best DBs units in Class 5A football in 2021. And then you throw in Logan Pons at wide receiver, who was the starting quarterback. He got hurt, sat out last year, and is a phenomenal, going to be a phenomenal, I think, slot receiver this year. Logan's about 5'11", 6 foot tall, about 190, can run 4.5 in the 40. Very strong kid, very competitive kid. And I think Logan Pons is going to be the secret weapon of this team as a senior. I mean, he runs a 4.5 40. He's a very good player. I mean, I think they're going to have a great team. They're young, but they got the experience back where they need it. And they've got another receiver back, Reed Sepulveda, who's a good player. He's a senior. And they got another receiver back, Jackson Dufresne. South Louisiana name there in North Louisiana, but he's a new player that's going to get a lot of playing time. Big, tall kid, about 6'3". They're young on the O-line. They've got one starter back, basically, Caleb Ouellette, who's a center. Good player. And then they might play Wyatt McCollum, who's a great tight end, might play some O-line. He's a prospect as a tight end at 6'2", about 230. Got good feet, good blocker. The defensive end on the team, they're going to have a young defense. They've got five starters back, still going to be young. Jack Parenton is a good defensive end, about 6'2", about 230. Runs about a 4'8". Brooks Brossette's a great linebacker coming up. He's a young kid that's got a great future there. Started last year as a sophomore. They got a great punter kicker coming back, Michael Himegia. I hope I spelled that right. If your mom or dad, I'm sorry if I butchered that name, but Michael Himegia, I believe. He's a punter kicker, going to be a senior, new guy. Sawyer Benson is a long snapper. He's a good long snapper, by the way. He's going to be a senior. Good team, man. I mean, you got Josh Allen and Devin Strickland and a couple of young running backs. And they're going to get Jacob McClure back, who's a great fullback. He had knee surgery a few weeks ago, and he should be ready by mid-year, but hopefully he comes back this season off knee surgery. Jacob McClure is 6 foot, about 210. He's a big fullback, got a lot of ability, got good feet, and I think he's going to have a great year. He'll come back. Look, if he can come back week eight, the team would you know, love to have him back coming off a knee surgery not long ago, I think in the last 2 or 3 weeks. But this team, it's got a lot of potential. They're a young team. They've got experience. They've got some starters. They got the starters back where they need them. And I think a lot of their young kids are going to step up. They've always got 90 to 100 players in the program. I think the young coach is going to be a good coach for Bird. Stacy Ballou, who's been there for over 20 years. It's not like he's not familiar with the program. You know, Mike Suggs retired. But I think Stacy's going to do a great job. I think Bird's going to have a great year. It's just a matter of, can they go deep in the playoffs? And can they stay injury-free? Can they keep their starters healthy, their older guys? They don't have the depth they had in 220 as far as experience. But again, they'll have 40 or 50 younger guys that step up between offense and defense behind these guys I mentioned. And that's what's going to make the team great or good, is those young guys that are sophomores coming up or juniors that haven't played a lot. Yeah, that's what's going to make C.E. Bird High School, the Yellow Jackets. I'd like to see them win a state championship. I know Catholic High's, that state championship's being taken away from them because of the violations from this past year. I don't know how they do that, actually, if they give it to the other team or what, but I know that Bird is due to win one outright. You know, and I think they will in the next 5 years. I think they will because they're continuing to put out big-time players. They've got a lot of kids that come out every year. They're well-coached, and these kids play hard. I mean, Bird's not always the biggest 5A team in the state. They're not one of the big teams every year. I'm talking about size-wise. You know, they dress 100, but, you know, there's a lot of teams in South Louisiana that are humongous. This past year's team at Bird was huge. They had a big D-line, O-line, and that's the key for this team, too. They have their whole O-line to replace. That's going to be the key for their whole season as the new O-linemen coming up to protect this talented young quarterback, Lake Lambert, who can throw it. He's got good feet, can run if needed. It's going to be a great player for Bird again this year. He's got another year after this in the program to be phenomenal. I don't compare him to Arnaz Battle or David Wood. I'm just saying he could be up there as far as a recruit by the time he's done in his own way, you know. But I hope everybody enjoyed the show today. We look forward to having some guests on this Wednesday and this Friday. And look forward to the future here with everything. I want to mention, too, a little recruiting tidbit. First, I'm going to take a break, and we'll come back. We want to talk about Sean Washington, a big D tackle from Warren Easton in New Orleans. Many of our listeners might know of his name by watching Rivals, the website.com, you know, recruiting sites and that kind of stuff. But Sean Washington's a nose guard I want to talk about when we come back. Some people are picking him to go to LSU. We're going to give you an update on him when we come back. We're going to take a break.
Parents, are you looking for advice on getting your high school athlete recruited by the right college? Lee Brekeen is your answer. Lee has been doing it for over 30 years. He knows the ropes, and more importantly, he knows the people. Lee offers turnkey service from evaluation, creating highlight tapes in the correct format, and complete guidelines for effective communication with the schools. No matter the sport, girl or boy, no matter what grade your child is in, let Lee Brekeen help match your child to the right college fit. Go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com and get connected today.
Welcome back. Our final segment today is Sean Washington, one of the top D tackles in the country. We want to talk about for the class of 2022. S-H-O-N-E, Sean Washington, 6'3.5", 310 pounds, and built like a NFL fifth-year pro. I mean, this guy's incredibly strong. That's what I see when I watch him play. He is incredibly strong. You can't move him. he's like a brick wall. There's no fat on him. And he's got the strength of, a five-year veteran in the NFL. Sean, we talked to Jace actually talked to the coach the other day at Warren Easton. Sean's probably going to miss the season to concentrate on his grades. You don't hear that very often. And I got to applaud the kid. If his grades need to be where they need to be, and he's got to, you know, put the time in for that only, then unfortunately he's going to have to miss his senior season for football. And what that means is there's people that are saying he's going to LSU or he's been offered by all these colleges in the country. So he'll probably be a late qualifier, but he probably, again, there's probably a 90% chance he's not going to play this year. Now, that's not on any of these sites that you read, but we found that out from the coach the other day that he probably will not play this year as a senior. We just wanted to give our listeners that update. Look, shout out to Sean for knowing he needs to get his grades right, and this will allow him to do that, his test, his core, and to spend more time on grades. Because, look, when you're playing sports and you get behind on grades, there's 10, 12-hour days devoted to school and football, so football will give you some of those hours back to concentrate on getting your grades back in order. Sean's a great player. I think if he wears the purple and gold, he's going to be an NFL player in 3 years or wherever he goes. He's a perfect nose guard. He's super strong like you want your nose guards to be. You can't move him. I mean, he is a brick human wall. And he can move now, but he is unmovable. I mean, he's benching over 400 pounds. He's just a man-child. 6'3.5", 310, and just a block of concrete stone. And watching him on film, he's just, I mean, it takes three blockers in high school to block him, and they can't even block him. Three. So he crashes down the whole line to help the defense out, and they just mop up, the linebackers do, in DNs. I hope you enjoyed the show today. We're going to have some great shows in the future continually to do that. Hopefully everybody has a great Monday, and we'll see you soon. Oh, one more thing before we say goodbye. Go to our website, LAFootballMagazine.com, to pre-order your 25th year preview issue. So 25th anniversary for this August. 25 years putting out the preview magazine. And look, all the kids that we talked about for CE Bird are going to be in the magazine. So if you're a parent at Bird or even Sean Washington, all these kids are going to be mentioned in the magazine, and all the high schools, all 300, close to 300 high schools, we are working on that as we speak for the Louisiana Football Magazine preview. That'll be out this August. Go to LAFootballMagazine.com to pre-order a copy for your North issue or your South issue or your digital copy for either one. Again, we'll see you soon. Everybody have a blessed day. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for listening to the Sports Scouting Report podcast with Lee Brekeen.